ओम शांति। हैप्पी इन कैंसर ऑल? हैप्पी और कोल्ड? माइंड इज कूल लाइक कोल्ड। वी आर द चिल्ड्रन ऑफ गॉड। वी आर द चिल्ड्रन ऑफ ग्रेट ग्रेट ग्रैंड फादर ब्रह्मा। We are also very responsible. We have to become Bap Saman like Baba. And today's topic, what I am going to mention in front of you, it can make our spiritual journey very easy, delightful, full of happiness, peace, success. Brahma Baba. We all know he is the greatest soul of the world, of the Kalp. Next to God, he had played always hero parts. Many things are incognito, but we can understand and we can also know many hero parts from golden age till the end of iron age. He had been given by Shiv Baba or in Rama. He played them successfully. We are the children of such a father who became perfect, karmatit, all powerful like God, master of the nature, master of his own mind, self sovereign. And in rosary, his number is first, number one. So we are the children of such a father, and it's very natural. Many sanskar of a father go to the children. You all know it's very natural. We have got many divine sanskaras within us. We have to just activate them. So for that, we have to follow Brahma Baba. It was my aim or intention in my mind right from the beginning. I must know what Brahma did in his life. How much intense tapasya he did. What was the level of his renunciation and surrender? So when Baba became avyakt, many dadis used to stay in Madhuvan for 2 months, 4 months, Dadi Janaki specifically for 4 months, 6 months, many times. And they always shared their experience. Narrated everything what they saw in Brahma Baba. So I came to know many things about him, and rest all other things was known by Avyakt Murlis. In many Avyakt Murli, Brahma Baba shared his experience of his intense tapasya. Many Avyakt Murli. So I catch everything, and I came to know that Brahma Baba did this, 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 this. And you know, before everything, there is the power of a thought. So we can say, You can understand it, you can note down, bring a change into your thoughts, your life will change. Change your thought, your world will change. Simple thing. So I will say something about Brahma Baba's thought. Thought about his dharana, thoughts about his intoxication and self-respect, thoughts about his intense meditation of Raj Yoga, intense yoga, tapasya, powerful yoga, thoughts which can be followed about others, good wishes. So much good wishes and love, we even can't understand how great that person was. A person is coming every day to Baba to quarrel him, to abuse him, to fight him. And many children, after that, many children were getting angry. Baba, give us permission. We will do everything fine. Baba says, did you follow? Baba's answer was, no. He's my child. My child. He will change one day. Love will bring change in his life. His anger will get slowed down. Everything will get well. So I used to notice there was no revengeful feeling in his mind. Never. Always forgiveness. Very greatness thing in his life. Always the feeling of forgiving his children. Good wishes, all will become perfect. All will become free from vices. Everything will become nice. Nothing is going on wrong in this world. Nothing is new. So these were the thoughts which were practiced by Brahma Baba. So, such generous heart, such liberal heart towards everyone. Never any feeling of enmity or revenge. Always loveful feeling. Pure attitude towards everyone. This was the beauty of Brahma Baba's thoughts. We have to follow it. Most important thing. Because we all live together. If you live in a family, you may be 4 or 5 members in a family. If you are in Baba's service, there is always a team with you. Many things come up always. But if our heart is generous, if we are very liberal like Brahma Baba, if we are free from ego, success will follow us. Otherwise, success will become many times beyond imagination. So we have to follow first this thing, pure attitude towards everyone. Nothing negativity, no negative thinking. All are my children. All have got at least one quality in their life. At least one. Once I noticed, I share one experience. Madhuvan Nivasis were given a chance to meet personally to Avyakt Bap Dada. There was long hours. So sister's number came, turn came. One sister, who was very negative all the time. No one loved her in her life. He used to quarrel always with one or other every day. So she was a problem for the family, for the yagya. Number came, she went to avyakt Bhavdhama. And we all became alert what Baba will say to her. All, even myself, what Baba will say to her. And you may not believe, Baba gave her 5 minutes. Told her many good things. You are a great soul. You have renounced everything. You are my sweet child. Nothing negative. All were getting angry to Baba. It's true. Why Baba is not saying something to her, giving love to her? But no, Brahma Baba, father, he was also ocean of love, life full of love. We have to follow that. I had accepted many things and I kept in my mind this was really the biggest greatness in his life, in his mind. We have to follow him. Because I knew that sister, actually her renunciation was an example. Her dedication was very great because she used to sit in vegetable chopping department in Panda Bhavan, came at 5 o'clock in the morning and till 11 o'clock. She went just for 15 minutes for breakfast, again came back till 11, 11.30, 12 o'clock, until work finished, she was there working. So we people, we souls, see nature, anger, way of her speaking, but gods and Brahma Baba always see the real quality, the foundation quality, which are very great, which were very great in her life. I learned many things that we have to see everyone's greatness, purity, dedication, and love to yajna, ready to die for yajna. We must not see their nature, their behavior sometime, and everyone is changing one's life every day. This was second thought of Brahma Baba, that suppose someone met you 1 year before and because of his or her attitude, behavior or many things, your attitude became of a certain type. And this soul is like this, this soul is like this. Again, after 1 year, that soul came in front of you. So you will see that soul with the same attitude? But Baba mentioned, no. Every day, everyone is bringing some change in one's life. You must know this. So change your attitude. Baba's one and the greatest quality, thoughts, intoxication of future. Great intoxication. Mama also had that intoxication, same intoxication, but Mama kept everything very secret, incognito, never shared her experience. But she was a great yogi, like Brahma Baba. But everything incognito. Brahma Baba shared many things in Murli, and many could see many things from his face. So one day, Tiriman Mohini, who was the controller of the yoga at Baba's time, entered Baba's room because she used to go many times to Baba to ask many things. What did she saw there? Baba was moving like a baby with four legs, two hands, two legs. And when Manmohini entered, she saw Baba. Baba became just careful. What are you doing? Didi, Baba has big intoxication. I will leave this old body and became Krishna, a baby. Same expression on the face, Krishna's expression, baby's expression. And he did not think that Didi came, so I must do something. No, same baby form, baby expression on the face. One day, Dadi Janaki, while passing through this history hall, room was behind history hall, 3 o'clock in day, afternoon. So, what did she see at that time? She was alone. Brahma Baba, alone in history hall, was dancing. She stopped. Then Baba looked at her. Oh, Janak beta? Yes, Baba, what are you doing? Janak, Baba has lot of intoxication. I am going to become world emperor Narayan. Therefore, I was dancing in happiness. Future's intoxication. Great intoxication. Thoughts of intoxication. What happens by such thoughts? Our those sanskaras get immersed inside. This is a great secret we all must know and must follow. Whatever we did in our 84 births, every soul, whatever you all did in your every birth, every year, every day, every moment, everything is recorded in your present brain too. Present brain, this brain, psychologists call it unconscious mind because it is not active. Unconscious, they say. If we are aware of that, if we practice that, I am going to become this. Bring your future form in front of you. I am going to become this. I will become this. With deep feeling. So those sanskaras, those thoughts, that purity, those qualities which are here in unconscious mind will become conscious, will become active. Therefore, Baba has emphasized many times to practice 5 form. You can note down every day, either in blessing or in slogan or in third point, Baba either reminding us our original form, deity form, or our eternal soul form, become the embodiment of this, and you will achieve this. So bring change into your thoughts. Life, purusharth, tapasya, everything will become easy. You need not to work hard. Just, now I am giving example. We had listened now, just now, in Baba's Murli, that Baba used to wake up at 2:30 or 3, did intense tapasya, became a great tapasvi, great yogi in Indian mythology. His name has been described everywhere, somewhere in the form of Shankar, Mahadev. In some other murli, Brahma, that is, someone goes to Brahma. It has been mentioned many times in mythological books. If someone goes to Brahma, they believe that Brahma lives in Brahmloka, Brahmapuri we call, subtle region. If someone goes there, he noticed that Brahma was sitting in deep tapasya. It has been mentioned. So that person was waiting there. To Mahadev, to Shankar, it has been mentioned in our scriptures, he was Adi Yogi, first yogi of the world, great yogi of the world. As Baba was saying today, Shankar opened his third eye and resurrection took place. It has been written in the scriptures. Open third eye, it means when our third eye is opened fully, perfectly, forever, then destruction will start. So Shankar is the form, is the symbol of our intense tapasya. When snakes, vices will become our garland, when our mind, brain will become cool like moon, when we will dance in supersensuous joy, this is in the memory of our intense tapasya. Shankar is a symbolic form, our intense tapasya. So Brahma did intense tapasya. So change your thought. Don't think, here is very much cold in Gyan Sarovar, how will I wake up early in the morning? How will you change in your thoughts? Will bring change into your thoughts? I am the master of nature. I am Master Almighty. I will wake up. Nature will cooperate with me. And you will experience same thing. Do you believe it? 4 days before, I was in Delhi. I got fever, came in Shantivan. People in Shantivan were asking me, don't go to Gyan Sarovar, there is 0 degree temperature. You will never get well there. Stay here. I have to stay in Shantivan in Baba's program. But my thought was, as soon as I reach Gyan Sarovar, nature will cooperate me and temperature will become 10 to 12 degree. And I found the same. I did not experience any cold here, fever gone. So many things depend our thoughts. Great power lies into our thoughts. Note it down. We can do many things with the power of our thoughts. Power of thought. You can remember Baba's words. I remind always from where I had started the TV program Samanan. Baba once spoke like this. When there is anything, any situation, negative or positive, create a thought in your mind. Check the effect of that thought on that situation. Make such research always, then your life will become searchlight. You will become lighthouse. It appealed to me very much. I started to create thoughts. and found very good result, and that those things became a beautiful research for future. And now, so on the basis of those things, we created this episode, Samadhan. 1,000 episodes were done, and they became very useful for millions and millions of the people of the world, even for Muslims, for Christians, for non-BKs, because there was mentioned the power of thought. So I remind you three things about one thought, which I learned from Baba. Those who practice that, they are Master Almighty. You can note down these three thoughts. One who practice one, or I am Master Almighty. Problems cannot come in their life. So if you want to get free from problems and obstacles, just get experience every day, I am Master Almighty, many times. Good feeling, I am powerful, I am powerful, I am not weak. And the thoughts you create again and again, our inner powers will get active. Powers are sleeping inside. They will awake, they will become active, and they will destroy many problems. We need not to do anything. Second thing, with the practice of Master Almighty, success will come to your feet. Most important thing for everyone's life. Those who are weak, they find success difficult in their lives. Those who become powerful, success will come behind them like shadow. Third thought, most important and secret for everyone's life. Those who practice Master Almighty, or those who become Master Almighty, they can do everything with the power of their thought only. You can make use of this third point. Suppose you are going to do some important task. You think it's very difficult. That person will cooperate or not with me. I will get success or not. Then human mind thinks both negative and positive. I will get success or not. Baba will help me or not. I will get cooperate of this or not. Keep one thought, single thought. I am Master Almighty. Success is my birthright. I will get it. Single thought, no negativity. And your thought will be materialized. It will become practical. You can make use of this thought, make experiment of this thought every day in your life. Possible? Every day. Suppose you have little less time. You have to go to your office, to your job. You have only half an hour. You have to prepare for everything. Don't get puzzled. I will become late, this and it. No. I am Master Almighty. I will do everything before time. Just as I give you an example. I travel a lot. Many times in the city, in India too, there is jam always. Many cars, signal, stops. So people get upset. Today we will miss everything. Our flight will be missed today. I assure them, no, don't think so. I am Master Almighty. Baba is with me. We will reach there before time. Road will remain clear for me. Because God is with me. Road cannot be blocked for God. And many times, more than 95%, I got clear. We reached there before time. So our thoughts create many things. We must keep in mind. Every thought generates energy. There is creative energy in our each and every thought. Whatever we think again and again, we create same situation. So always, every day, now I remind you, again I will come to Brahma Baba's thoughts in the morning when you wake up. I am most fortunate person in the world. Because God has become my companion. He is with me. I am Master Almighty. Success is my birthright. Everything is going to happen good to me. Five thoughts. Everything, today, everything will happen good to me. Today, everything will happen good to me. And you will find the same thing. Things will change because there is a big power in our thoughts. Make use of this power. Brahma Baba never thought, I am old, my body is weak, how will I wake up 3 o'clock in the morning? Never. Baba is with me. I am energetic. I will wake up at 3. I will enjoy Baba's company in the morning. I will talk to him. If I keep sleeping, God will wait me that my good friend did not come to me to chat with me. How it will be like? Think this way. Baba said his experience once like this, that Baba will wait for me at 4 o'clock. That my sweet child did not come to me. How he will love me? How will he bless me? Keep such thoughts in your mind. Brahma Baba used to have such thought. If I don't become yogi, who else will become? Keep this thought in your mind. Follow this. Just make your mind just now. If I don't become successful yogi, who else in the world will become? I have got complete knowledge. I got easy method of Raj Yoga. I have got good intellect, good place, good opportunity. If I don't become yogi, who else will become? So your own thoughts will motivate you. Brahma Baba made him very light, which is most important dharana for we all Brahmins now, for entire world, that we have to become very light, very easy in our life. So what Brahma Baba used to keep in his mind, we have to follow that, and those thoughts were, dharma is completely beneficial. Everything is going to become good to me. Everything is beneficial. Many things came in the yajna. Even Brahma Baba had to face many things in yajna. From outside to, from inside to. But thought was, nothing new. What had happened kalpa ago, that is repeating only, nothing new, made her light. Responsibility was great. I remind you about the time of beggary part, when there was nothing in yajna. And so many children had to feed, treatment, they came in at Mount Abu. Such winter was here. No cloth, no tea, no money, no medicine. You can see the situation. And this one great man had to face everything. Only one senior most, you can say, human being, Brahma, he had to face no money. 70 brothers and sisters had the problem of loose motion, no tablet, nothing else. From Shiva Baba, message came to Yajna. Give them a big roti, chapati of bajra. In Hindi we call bajra. Those who are Hindi speaking can understand. And chhach, buttermilk. Wonderful medicine. And in Yajna there was nothing. Only half bread and one glass of buttermilk was given to each patient and they got well. It was the magic of Shiva Baba. So thought in the mind of Brahma was, this is the yajna of Shiva Baba, these are the children of Shiva Baba, all children have dedicated their lives to Shiva Baba, not to me. So he will look after them. This thought made him easy, double light. Pupil, were opposing Brahma Baba. You had heard that history. A big opposition. Wonderful and great opposition. And Brahma Baba was alone at that time in the beginning. Alone. No other was in Jnana. But he was in the intoxication that Almighty God, this was the word used at that time, Almighty God has established this yajna. He is responsible. I have not given the order to become pure. It is the command of God. It's the ordinance of God. I am not saying you to become pure. He is saying, he is responsible. So he will look after everything. So people opposed, big opposition, but nothing. Victory came to Baba. This was the thought which made him double light. And Brahma Baba, during his entire yajna life, you know, all sisters, senior sisters, they went for Baba's service in different cities in India. Brahma Baba with some brothers and sisters stayed in Pandav Bhavan. He had to look after this family, maybe of 25, made arrangement of everything for them. Because those who could do service, Baba sent them for service in different cities. Baba and brother Viswakishore, he was responsible at that time. They both were looking after everything. So many things came out there, but Baba became carefree king. Therefore did intense tapasya, and thought was this, that many obstacles will come in the yajna, but it's Rudra yajna, God's yajna. Victory will come to us. In Abu, there was big opposition. Abu Nivasi did not like Baba. They used to abuse. tried to throw stones on him, but he became carefree. And attitude and thoughts, all are my good friends, my children. So thoughts, attitudes brought same similar result. This is secret of this world drama or our life, that our attitudes will give us same result. So change your attitudes. So Brahma Baba did intense tapasya. And from the life of Brahma, we can learn one important thing, because he was alone in Pandavavan with some brothers. They were busy always in services. So Baba had many hours for solitude every day. And this Baba's garden was wonderful garden. Grapes, leaves, greenery, some flowers. And Baba's hut, it was not so beautiful hut, but made with the leaves of khajur, these dates. Very simple, and vibrations of that place were like the ocean of silence. So Baba lived there for hours and did intense tapasya and churning of knowledge. Two things which made him great yogi. Solitude, churning, great tapasya. Intense practice all the time. So Baba's thoughts were actually very great, and he practiced self-respect very much in his life. At that time, we did not use this word self-respect. We use the word spiritual intoxication. So Baba was always intoxicated about his future, about his present. How fortunate I am that God chose me for his medium, for his chariot. He made me his chariot. He used my little money. He used my this old body. He used my intellect for his divine task. So such thoughts, thoughts of intoxication, we have to follow them. So I would say to you, give up your life in the hand of Bab Dada. Now we have got two engines. Brahma is also next to God, similar to God, and Shiva Baba Almighty. So surrender your life in the hands of Bab Dada and see the result. You can experience wonderful help given by him. You will experience wonderful touchings given by him. Remember these words. Give up your life. Not only your life, life of your family, life of your children, your responsibilities, your problems, your tension in the hand of Shiva Baba, and make him your good friend. Believe it. He has come for me. Give such thoughts to yourself. He has come down for me. He has come down to give everything to me. His every moment is for me. He takes care of me. He looks after me. Create such thoughts in your mind. And life will become delightful, happy, double light, because time which is coming. From this year, 24, up to 2030, we all will see big, big changes in this world. Because transformation will not take place in one day. It will continue at least up to 30 or 32, means 10 years. So we will see many different situations. We can also use this world, many big obstacles on this earth. Because earth will change its axis. It's like this now, it will become like this, straight. So many small cities will go inside the ocean. Many new land will come up. So big miraculous change we will have to see in future, and not in many years, in next 5, 7, 10 years from this 24th. So we have to prepare ourselves. Same thing, change your thought. We have to accept everything. Acceptance. Second thought, whatever will happen on this earth, it had happened many times. It has to happen again. Certain. No one can change that. So we will have to accept that, and we will have to prepare ourselves for that. Keep this thought, I am Master Almighty, Master of this nature. God is with me always. His all powers are with me. So I am a carefree king. Start creating this thought from now. So you will become very strong, and powerful souls will do one thing. I am giving an example. Suppose a big cyclone started in the ocean, and people are crying, and lot of destruction started everywhere. Storm and this fast speed wind started everywhere, and you are seeing the damage, destruction, everything. If you are a powerful yogi, if you have become the master of nature, you will have to create this thought. O nature, I am Master Almighty, I am Master of nature. Now, for some time, be silent. Stop. And you will experience within some minutes, things will become normal. This will be the magical effect of your powerful thoughts. But for that, we all have to become successful yogi, easy yogi, because in such situations, we forget everything. But practice will remind us that no, you are the master of nature, you need not to get upset. Nature will follow you, will obey you. Give command to this nature. You have got power to make it silent now. So, become very powerful yogi. Time is waiting for us. Our great divine tasks are also waiting for us. We are responsible soul. and I hope you will become great yogi master Brahma. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Thank you very much, Brother Surya. So anybody has any questions?
माइक दे दो, एक ये माइक दे
दो। ओम शांति सूर्य भाई जी, मैं आपको हिंदी में प्रश्न पूछना चाहता हूँ कि साइकोलॉजी में कहते हैं कि सिर्फ थॉट से नहीं होता है, उसके संग फीलिंग लानी होती है, तो ये क्या सच है कि सिर्फ मैं कहूँ कि मैं मास्टर सर्वशक्तिमान हूँ तो सफलता हो जाएगी, कि संग संग में मुझे फील करना पड़ेगा?
Question is that we have to have we feel first that I am Master Almighty. It's true. And for feeling, we have to accept. We all must remember the secret: acceptance, then feeling means experience. So accept that I am very powerful. I am Master Almighty. What will happen with this acceptance, with this practice, waste thoughts will finish. Negative feelings will end. And then our mind will become very powerful. This powerful mind will attract success. This is the psychology. This is called law of attraction. It will work like this.
Om Shanti, brother. Oh, sorry. Om Shanti, brother.
Om Shanti.
Baba told us to do intense tapasya, like volcanic yoga, to burn our all sanskars. So, what is the difference between volcanic yoga, seed stage yoga, and yes,
powerful yoga?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Seed stage, in Hindi, other words also use bindu stage, powerful stage, volcanic stage. In Indian philosophy of yoga, they say it nirsankalp samadhi, means thoughtless stage, the stage of meditation when all thoughts stopped. These are one and the same practices. Seed stage, powerful stage, volcanic yoga means when our mind becomes stable with Baba in one thought. Remember, this is called seed stage. In this stage, our bad sanskaras, our bad actions are burnt away. So this is the practice that I am a soul, Master Almighty, sitting in soul world with Almighty. Up above me, there is Almighty. His might, His vibrations of might are entering me. Create such thoughts and then sit in silence and feel that His mightful vibrations are coming to me. Start it from 1-2 minutes. Keep just looking. Powerful vibrations are coming down to me. You can repeat this thought after 10 seconds, after 20 seconds. Then you will need not to repeat. Mind will become stable. This is called volcanic stage, powerful seed, bindu roop, or nirsankalp samadhi. Okay?
So anybody else has any questions?
Totally question now. Totally question.
So, Sister Patricia, can I just invite
one
you?
One sister. Come here.
Shanti Bhaiji. I am in knowledge for the last 10 years. I have been doing whatever you have been telling from the beginning. I was to listen to your talk and the practice I did. But now I need some newness in my effort. So can you give us some practical tips for bringing newness in making effort? Thank you.
You can focus more on the practice of five forms. Five forms practice. Soul, deity form, worshipworthy, Brahmin, and then angel. And then together with this practice, go in soul world and practice this powerful yoga. But important thing is, you can sit for yoga at least 4 times a day. 10 minutes only. So you will experience interest of yoga, stability of mind, and whenever then you sit in yoga, you will become fully successful in yoga. And then keep aim that my yoga practice must be more than 4 hours every day. Not sitting yoga, but simple karma yoga, sitting yoga, self-respect, five forms, yoga in work. You have to do this. Okay.